What's up, everyone? It's me, AJ, and you're listening to Housewives Happy Hour with AJ.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Weekly Rundown. I'm excited to be back this week. Apologies yet again for the delay and the absence. You know, I'm just busy. What can I say? I got so much going on. But there has been a lot been going on in Bravo world in the last few weeks. We've got some new shows premiering, very exciting things, shows wrapping up. So let's get into the week that we had on Bravo. We're going to start with Potomac. So we had a lot of things happen since I last spoke with y'all. And first, I will say the reunion is turning out to be better than the entire season so far. And I think what it is putting these ladies in a room together and really forcing them to talk about these issues that they sweep under the rug for a lot of the season. And so I think, I don't know what has to change besides cast members, but maybe production. Maybe we need some new producers to come in here and kind of shake up the dynamic, you know, get these conversations flowing. Because right now, you know, the scenes are so stale. And then it's like we come to the point of the reunion where everything is getting let out. And so we're now seeing all these conflicts not only being resolved, but just being talked about for the first time. And it's liberating because that's what we want to watch on Housewives. But it's also just kind of like, you know, why did we wait until this point to discuss some of these issues? And I just want to mention for all my non-social media listeners out there who may have been avoiding the headlines that have come out on Potomac, it had been rumored that Robin wasn't returning. So I have kind of an inkling that that will be announced later on after the reunion airs, but it actually was revealed by Candace herself that she will not be returning for the next season, the upcoming 9th season. And I have to say, I have mixed feelings about it because I do feel like Candace is a big personality to get rid of. However, I do want to see what these other ladies can do. I think this is an entirely large cast for no reason. And I think that even in the last few episodes when we're seeing Mia's story unfold, that's even something that I'd want to explore way more than we did. And I felt like we saw sprinklings of what was going on in her marriage. And then all of a sudden towards the finale, it was like, we're getting a divorce. We've had an open relationship. I've been screwing this guy for months and it's a childhood friend or whatever. I feel like there was so much information revealed in the last few episodes that we just did not get to talk about throughout the season. And maybe that was just how everything unfolded. But I'd like to focus on things like that a little bit more because that's real, right? That's really happening. Whereas I feel like, you know, Candace's story this season, besides just being bitter, you know, with everybody, hate to say that, but just really being bitter and not really showing any care or interest in being friends with any of these ladies, what does that have to do with, you know, her personal story? I guess there was some things with her personal story going on, like her trying to launch this music career and then her, you know, talking about, you know, getting pregnant, which is something that she hasn't discussed in the past at all and has been pretty closed out to that idea. I'm looking forward to a refresh of some sort. And if that means that Candace is gone and Robin is gone, I will say if Robin is gone, then that's very interesting because Robin and Giselle have always been very tight, never strayed from each other regarding anything. And so breaking up a strong dynamic like that after 8 seasons is critical. And it can either make or break a show, in my opinion. And so I really want to see that happen because I think that Potomac needs to take risks at this point. I mean, we're at the 9th season. We're going to be at the 9th season. So, you know, if the show does continue, there needs to be some sort of major shakeup, whether that means that Giselle and Karen are now a dynamic duo or whatever, something needs to happen in this cast. So I will say that I'm not opposed to losing Robin, and I'm not 100% opposed to losing Candace. And I know that we already lost Candace because she announced her exit. But, you know, there's a lot of people saying that that's, you know, a bad choice. And really, we don't know yet until the show airs. It's kind of like, you know, the situation with Rinna, right? You know, we don't, a lot of people are saying that that was a bad choice. I disagree. I don't think it's a bad choice, but I think it was just an interesting choice to take out Rinna and place a new housewife in who, you know, didn't do anything really. I mean, we're talking about Anne-Marie here. So I'm interested to see the cast shake up at Potomac, and I'm excited to see where the show goes from here. So I am talking about the reunion that just aired this week. I have a few notes that I wanted to share. So one, do we think that Robin could have acknowledged the hardship that they put on Chris? I think this is kind of a cast question, really, but I think it goes for mostly Giselle and mostly Robin. I think that they... I think the cast as a whole definitely could have acknowledged, mainly Giselle, that, you know, in saying these disparaging things about Chris, you know, first of all, I don't think that she made this up. I mean, if she felt uncomfortable by being in a room alone with Chris, then she felt uncomfortable by being in a room alone with Chris. I don't see that, you know, and I get that Candace is trying to defend her husband. At the same time, though, you could just say, you're right. It was inappropriate of him to pull you aside to a room or to ask you to go to a room separately from the group. I get that. And I will talk to him about that. But for her to insinuate anything other than that is definitely defamatory and disparaging. And I'm sad for that because Chris seems like a stand-up guy. He always has been very respectful to all the women on the cast. And I think that's disappointing. So I think for Giselle to not acknowledge that and just, you know, disregard Candace's feelings completely, that was mean girlish and definitely petty. And I also think that if Giselle felt super uncomfortable in the moment, you know, she could have pulled Candace aside. I mean, I get that we're making a show here, but like there has to be some level of like, you know, like why wait until filming again? Because I mean, it just seems very reaching, you know, it doesn't seem authentic. It seems like you're pulling at strings to say like something about Chris to get it talking on the show when that just is not a good look. And so I wish that hadn't have happened, because I think that's how Candace sees it. And that, I mean, that's how it looks. So I'm sad that that all happened, but it's really truly seems like there's just no path forward for Candace and Giselle. Now, I know we still have one more part of the reunion, but I just have to say that the fallout between Mia and Gordon is, I don't want to say incredible, because that's like makes it sound like it's good, because it's not, but it's insane. I don't fully understand why, one, we didn't know that they were in an open relationship until that moment, and the line is just so messy and blurred at this point. Like, what we need to know the context, we need to know the details of this open relationship before we can sit here and be okay with the fact that Mia is FaceTiming her new man while Gordon is at the reunion and Gordon says hi to him over FaceTime. What kind of relationship is this? I'm shook. I was sitting there and I was like, what is happening? Because first of all, I didn't even know. You know, of this Ink Man. No one knew of this Ink Man. I knew that, you know, Mia announced at BravoCon that she was, you know, with this man. We didn't know who it was. And the show obviously aired and, you know, we didn't know what was going on. Fast forward to this finale and all of a sudden they have broken up and Mia is with this new man and it's apparently a family friend who's been in the picture for a long time, and Gordon allowed her to step out on the marriage, you know, because of his prostate cancer, which this is just like crazy information. And so I guess I want to know the details, and I also want to know, you know, about the child, because that's riveting information as well. I mean, the fact that her son may not even be Gordon's, I mean, that is, you know, kind of insane. And then like, what kind of, you know, Mia's saying, well, Gordon didn't mention, you know, any thoughts on the paternity, you know, until now. Like, he hasn't shared it until now. And so now I'm like, is Gordon feeding into the audience of what the audience is thinking? I don't know. So really, I was just shocked by it all. I didn't understand it. And I certainly want to know more. And yeah, I mean, it was shocking. Moving on over to Vanderpump Rules. We reached the midway point in the season, by the way. So we just passed the midway point. I think we've got about seven or eight episodes left. So it's definitely been a good season, I will say. Lots of stuff has come out. I've always liked Vanderpump Rules, even in its lull seasons. I've always enjoyed it. And I have many thoughts. So Ariana taking Tom's assistant. First of all, I don't see that being like, you know, I mean, and this assistant who is so lovely and sweet, you know, I think it's great, but I also think that she's not property, so she can work for whoever she wants to work with. If she doesn't want to work for Tom anymore and she'd rather work for Ariana, then I don't think Tom should then reprimand Anne, or it just gets really messy, you know? So I think that part of it is kind of, you know, I'm definitely on Ariana's side for that. And I feel like she's not trying to take any assistance away. If Anne wants to work for Ariana instead of Tom, then that's her, you know, that's her prerogative. And I also think it's interesting that she shared, like, I really want to do more girl boss things. Like, you know, I want to be more of like your right hand, your administrative assistant. I don't want to be somebody who's a housekeeper. I don't want to be cleaning up houses, cleaning up after parties and stuff and picking up laundry. That's not what I want to do. I want to be returning emails, making just, you know, decisions and choices for you. And I think that's valid and fair. I mean, who would want to pick up after Tom Sandoval? Really? I mean, nobody would want to do that. So I don't know. I don't see that as being like a horrible thing in their relationship. So, you know, we get to this sparkling water party, which was, you know, the pivotal moment of the episode, or one of the pivotal moments besides the beach party, where I don't know what Tom could do at this point to be in the same room with Ariana without her making comments about anything that he does, even if it doesn't have to do with what's going on between them. You know, they obviously have an issue going on with the house right now, right? She's waiting, you know, I mean, we finally learned that she, what she wants to do, and she, the reason she was stalling was because she wasn't willing to just, one, walk away from this home that they've built together, but also she wasn't really ready to financially part with a lot of these contributions that she made to this house and the life that they lived, because this wasn't her fault. That's all valid and fair, but I also feel like I still would be, you know, the first one to say, okay, well, this is what I'm doing, and I'm going to be taking all this shit and I'm leaving. I would not be stalling. I would not be living in the situation where I'm texting the assistant to get through to Tom. It's very unproductive. Is that a word? It's not productive at all, and it's not healthy for your mental health and for anything. Like, that's just not how you should live. And also it just perpetuates your anger and, you know, it allows you to keep creating this angriness inside of you. And so I definitely think that that's a bad idea for Ariana to stay there in the house. And I'm glad that she has now been announced, you know, via the tabloids, that she has purchased a home in the Hollywood Hills, and it's, you know, whopping $1.6 million, which, you know, good for her. I mean, she's got lots of good brand deals and she's doing amazing for herself. So good for her. And I'm glad that she is finally stepping out of that house. And I'm glad that she's taking the furniture with her. I might get a lot of shit for this, but I really don't care, because I've always been I've always been the type of fan that has never really cared for Katie. I've always thought that she's miserable, even when nobody did anything to her. I felt like she was always, always miserable about everything. And there are just some people that are like that. And I feel like Katie is one of those people. So I don't want anybody to come for me, because I'm not, this isn't the context of Schwartz being an awful husband or whatever. But I will say that her logic of not hooking up with the friend group, for me, dissipated when she hooked up with Max. And I just have to say that, you know, I think it's totally fine that she hooked up with Max. I don't think that that's, she could do whatever she wants. She's a single woman. But then you cannot then, you know, shade Tom for hooking up with Raquel. And first of all, it was a kiss. It's not like they hooked up. So, and the Sheena kiss thing is just bullshit. I mean, that doesn't even matter. So, but I think that, you know, it was a tit for tat situation that I was just like, you know, it makes her look stupid in the end. Tom Schwartz to me already kind of looks stupid just in the way that he acts and everything, but then it made Katie look even stupider to hook up with Max. So, but I also want to clarify that I don't care that she hooked up with Max. I think that good for her. She should be able to hook up with whoever she wants, but then don't go and say, you know, no hooking up in the friend group, and then you hook up with somebody in the friend group. I think it's, you know, it's hypocritical and just stupid. Okay, so how do I feel about this whole dog in the room situation with Ariana? So I have to say, Ariana being mad at Tom for letting Maya, their dog, in Ariana's room, you know, and then caused all these issues of eating this. I really, like, first of all, the joke that Lala made was absolutely spectacular and hilarious. At the same time, it's 100% correct. Why are you leaving food out in your room for, like, I mean, regardless, like, yeah, I have, you know, food in my room that's sealed, you know, that it doesn't matter. Like, if my dog is in my room, I'm not worried about her getting into my food. Having, you know, your chicken skewers, like, sitting out next to your bed for your dog to get into, and then putting full blame on Tom for letting her in your, I mean, how is he supposed to know that there was open food in your room? I mean, he's not allowed to go through your room, right? Because, you know, you don't want him in there because ew. But at the same time, how is he supposed to know that there's open containers of food in there? And I just feel like it was a complete, utter accident. It might have been reckless, yes, but at the same time, it was an accident, you know? And I don't think that it's fair to then place the blame on him just because you already hate him. You know, at the end of the day, he could come forth and say, look, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I did not know that there was open food containers in your room. I didn't mean to leave the door open. I didn't mean to let the dog in there. That I apologize. I don't think then he needs to get eviscerated for that. I don't think that was necessary. And it was a little unfair, in my opinion. So then we get to the beach party that the cast all had. And at this point, this is now like the third or fourth time that Ariana and Tom have been in the same space together. And it's insufferable. I don't, you know, there's no productive conversations. There's no, you know, and I noticed that she kept saying like somebody that takes no accountability. And I'm like what? But I'm so confused because when he did take accountability and when he has been taking accountability, you guys then say it's either disingenuous or you say, you know, stop being a fucking victim or whatever the situation is. They reprimand him for taking accountability, but then they also reprimand him for not taking accountability. And it is exhausting. I'm tired of it. It's just like how many more apologies does this man have to give? How much more remorse does he have to show? If he wants to have a couple women over at his house for a pool party, so what? He's single. What, is he supposed to be single for the rest of his life because of this? No. He knows that he made a mistake. He has to live in his shit every day. She doesn't have to live in any shit any day. So why does it matter? It's becoming exhausting at this point because we're sitting here arguing over nothing. The fact that, you know, you think that he's a garbage human, fine. Don't be around him. I don't know what to tell you. Don't be around him if you think he's a garbage human, but also don't shit on other people for wanting to be around him or just not even wanting to be around him, but just being around him and talking to him. You know, it's gotten so much. And I understand that Ariana has trauma that she is completely entitled to. At the same time, you know, it's unhealthy for her to harbor this much anger. And honestly, like, I feel like she should just be in therapy for the amount of anger that she has towards this human, because, you know, at this point, like, you know, it's, from an outside perspective, it almost looks like she's hyper-focused and hyper-obsessed. Like, honestly, she would be so much more loved by everybody if she was so above it all, you know? And I feel like whenever she allows herself to get this ugly in conversations with him, it makes her look uglier. And I don't want that. I don't want to see her like that because, you know, we all want a champion for Ariana. And I think that, you know, it's hard because this is a situation that was just so detrimental to the friend group that I don't see how the friend group can ever be the same, which is crazy because I feel like this isn't even the worst thing that's happened on Vanderpump Rules. That's all I have to share with Vanderpump Rules. And I will say I took notes on the Valley, but really that, you know, I don't need to, you know, share my thoughts too much on it other than the fact that I think it's a great show. If you're not watching it, you definitely should. It's a fresh version of the, well, I don't want to say it's Vanderpump Rules because Vanderpump Rules originally started as a group of people who worked at Sur and has now just been this friend group, this particular friend group, which is sadly why I think the show will be failing a little bit moving forward. But I will say that, you know, The Valley, produced by Alex Baskin and Douglas Ross, who are the creators of Vanderpump Rules, I think is the path forward. It's the new show. And I think that this show will actually probably determine a lot of these people who are on Vanderpump Rules. It'll probably determine their future as well, you know, because, you know, they're all still friends with Jax and Brittany. And I love that. I love that they're all such a, like a close knit friend group. And so I love that they can kind of intermingle in the shows because they're both on Bravo. And I see that if Vanderpump Rules doesn't work out, I definitely see a future for people like Sheena, people like Lala, maybe even Sandoval or Schwartz. I definitely see a path forward for them. You know, I actually, it's funny enough, I actually picture, I picture people like Ariana and Katie just kind of dissipating from reality TV because it just, they don't give much, you know, like there's, Ariana is so busy with everything else that she has going on and Katie just gives nothing all the time. So I feel as though really there's no place for them on the show anymore. And therefore, you know, this show could essentially just be moved to the Valley, really, because it's the friendships really that we're following. And I have to say the Valley has really great friendships. And I love seeing Jax back on my screen. I think he's messy as hell, and I love it. This whole issue with the politics, you know, that is on the last episode, and Kristen is now being reprimanded for, you know, being a racist and getting fired from Vanderpump Rules. You know what? Call her out on her shit. Call her out on it. I love it. It's reality TV. These people are gunning for top dog. I love it. I love to see it. And if you're not watching it, definitely watch it. It's a great show. I think we've almost reached the halfway point. It's a very short season. I think they're only going to have like 8 or 9 episodes. So it's not too late to catch up. And I recommend it. Well, my friends, we've reached the end of the weekly rundown. I hope you enjoyed it. So we kind of don't have a lot of Housewives stuff going on right now, which is, you know, kind of sad. I was going to give some notes on Summer House, which I'm loving, by the way. If you're not watching Summer House, you should be watching it. Loving the drama between Lindsay and Carl. I think it's so entertaining. But here is your flash filming update. Atlanta, there's currently no update so far. They have not yet begun filming, I believe. Beverly Hills, I believe, starts filming in a week or so. And the only confirmed cast member that we have coming back, the contracts did go out, by the way, but the only confirmed cast member we have is Anne Marie. She has exited. She announced her exit on social media. We have Miami that's filming is slated to begin for the fall with a cast shakeup, but no word on that yet. So stay tuned. We have Jersey returning May 5th, Sundays. So look out for that. That's going to be the upcoming season, May 5th. Roni is filming and we have the entire cast back, even Jenna fucking Lyons. So look out for that. We have OC that's currently still filming and they are off to London for their cast trip, their final cast trip of the season. So that'll be exciting. Loving OC and the new cast. We got Potomac where we have one episode left, I believe, or two episodes. Yeah, I think, I can't remember what I said earlier, but yes, we're wrapping up the reunion here really soon. Salt Lake City is currently still filming. We have Dubai returning June 2nd, Sundays as well. So we'll have Jersey and Dubai airing at the same time. Exciting. Vanderpump Rules is still airing on Tuesdays and the reunion has been filmed and we are reaching the near end of the season. We finished the midway point. So like I said earlier, we reached that midway point. Summer House, I don't think they filmed the reunion yet. I didn't see any looks on that yet. So, but it's still airing on Thursdays. We have Summer House Martha's Vineyard that's airing on Sundays. If you guys like Summer House, check out Summer House Martha's Vineyard. It's pretty good. We have Southern Hospitality. There's no update yet. I haven't heard about that. Southern Charm is currently filming. We do know that, but I don't know the confirmed cast. We have the regular Below Deck airing on Mondays, and it's pretty good. I recommend it if you're not watching it. And we have The Valley still airing on Tuesdays. So that is all the updates I have for y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you hopefully soon. Thank you all so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe so you know when I drop a new episode. Follow me on Instagram at Housewives Happy Hour for updates on the podcast and the latest news regarding all things Housewives. Until next time, this was Housewives Happy Hour with AJ.